Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, people. Sunday. Sunday, the 19th of November, 2023. And that can only mean one thing, people, right here at the Ben Briggs Podcast. Hello. I hope you're doing well. How are you in yourselves? Are you keeping well, are you? Keeping the cold at bay, are you? Or wherever you are. Whether it's cold, warm, or whatever, I hope you're well. I'm doing all right. Doing all right now, people. It's been a bit of a fucking dodgy week for here at Briggs Towers. I tell you that for nothing. We'll get to that in a bit. But, yes, I hope you're all doing well out there. It's been a bit of a dodgy old week here at Briggs Towers, people. The old age is kicking in a little bit. Holy fucking shit, what's fucking going wrong with you this week, Ben? Hey, what is it? Bit of arthritis kicking in? Losing a little bit more hair? Gaining too much hair in your nasal cavities or on your back? Yeah, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. But, this week has been a bit I was feeling a little bit rough, people. I know. Let's not start this all about me, but we know what it's all about anyway, don't we? I was feeling a little bit rough earlier on in the week. A little bit lightheaded. I tell you what, the cold doesn't affect me well. I think I said this before. My skin is genetically modified for cold weather, but it doesn't seem to be going with that program. Every time there's fucking cold weather, my skin gets fucking dry. And I start to flake, people. I start to flake. There's a nice image for you, isn't it? So with our cold weather kicking in a little bit, my skin's gone a bit fucking shit. But, you know, what can you do? What can you do? What am I going to do? What are you going to do? You can just use moisturiser, innit? That's what you have to do now. You have to buy loads of fucking products to keep your fucking skin that should be naturally okay in cold weather okay. You know, that's it. We're becoming weak. There should be a scale, you know, that the ascent of man, that scale where it goes up, like from us, from chimpanzees or whatever distant relative we had with chimpanzees, some second cousin just hopping around in the trees that we all had, didn't we? It should go up to man, and then the next one after that should be a guy just surrounded by products, deodorants, aftershave, moisturizers. We're the next link, people. Right now, aren't we? We can't, for some reason, my fucking skin can't handle the cold. Even though, you know, in my DNA, it should be able to, shouldn't it? I've changed from that, like, second cousin of a, you know, chimpanzee years ago, haven't I? I've been changed by the cold weather. So, anyway, let's get on with what we're going to talk about. Age is kicking in, people. My family history is coming back to haunt me. I felt a bit dodgy earlier on in the week. I had my blood pressure checked, and that is apparently sky high, which, to be perfectly honest with you, people, finding out that your blood pressure is sky high is not going to help your blood pressure. Oh, I've got to chill out a little bit, I think. That's what they say. I've got to chill out or I'm fucking, you know, popping pills forever. So that's pretty much it. And I've got to, you know, watch my diet and all that sort of thing now. You know, no longer can I get up in the morning and see two cream cakes in the fridge and think, you know what I'm going to have for breakfast? I'm going to hammer those with a coffee. So just felt a little bit fucking dizzy, a little bit funny. Went to the old quacks and took the blood pressure. So I've got one of those blood pressure machines anyway. And, you know, why wouldn't you have one of those? My mum bought me that. Here you go. You're going to need this. You're in your 40s. You're in your 40s and in our family. You're going to need, you're too high strung, Ben. You're gonna need this blood pressure machine, and it's gonna be working overtime. So you can literally, I strapped it on the first time the other day when it was high when I came back to the doctors, and it was still high. And then I strapped it on about 2 hours later, and it was even higher. And I was like, "Oh Jesus Christ!" I'm just essentially what I'm doing is just monitoring my own heart attack right now. I don't think it's at that stage. It's not that bad, but I've got to keep an eye on it. But these things come to us, don't they? Just round the corner. You hit your 40s, just round the corner. There's some sort of, you know. I think my dad had his first heart attack when he was about 48, so I've got 2 years. There you go. Although it's different times, isn't it? Different times. We live a little bit healthier, so we should be all right. But, I've just got to monitor that shit. These, you know, everything. Just when you start getting a bit of experience of life and start, you know, knowing what's what, knowing what's going down, knowing yourself, which is one of the most important things, isn't it? You get to know yourself, get to know what you like, you don't like, you know, you stop impressing people, worrying about what people think of you and all that sort of shit. Don't you? That's mainly your 20s, isn't it, really, I think? Worrying that people like you, thinking you're going to, you know, lose all your friends if you don't kind of act like they do. And then you're sort of like late 20s, you start to realise who you are a little bit, and by the time you hit your 40s, you're like, you know, certain things you don't do. I don't fucking shake hands anymore. That's what I don't do. Did I talk about this on the podcast last time? Yeah, I've been burnt too many times with the old slippery, sweaty handshake. Go to shake somebody's hand. Hey, it's really nice to meet you. And then their hand clasps yours. And it's like a wet fish. And you immediately think, and now I hate you. Well, yeah, I wouldn't have hated you if I didn't shake your hand. But I was trying to be polite, so now I go with a fucking fist bump. I have to announce it now. Before, let's just do a fist bump. People think it's something to do with COVID. It's not. I just don't trust your personal fucking hygiene. I don't want to shake somebody's hand who's possibly just been to the toilet, had their hand around their old chap, and then not washed their hands. The amount of people I see in this day and age, 2023, people are worried about fucking, you know, pronouns and all that sort of thing these days. You know, that's always a big hot topic. Let's get the basics sorted out first, shall we? People moaning about people choosing their pronouns and stuff like that. You know, they're probably the same people in the toilets not washing their hands. Let's get that sorted out first, shall we? Wash your fucking hands, then you can have an opinion on things. Why can't, you know, I want to shake somebody's hand who's just been in the toilet pissing against a hard porcelain urinal where there's bound to be backsplash, you know. I don't want to do that, so I go for the fist bump now, and then at the end of the night I just scrub my knuckles. Oh dear, that's the easiest thing. So old Benny's got the old high blood pressure at the minute, so it may be an ongoing thing, it may just be an anomaly. We don't know, so that's why I've got to monitor it for a bit. But I got a few tablets the other day. They seem to fucking do the job. So we're all better and less stressed. It'll be interesting, actually, to see. I ought to monitor myself throughout doing this podcast or just before I go on stage. I'd love to know my blood pressure just before I fucking go on stage. See if it on your heart rate. See if it has any effect whatsoever on that, because obviously that is going to be an occupational hazard. Anyway, talking about being on stage, here we go. Talking about being on stage. Also, one thing I've got to do today. I've got to, every now and again you get asked to fucking do a video for the gig. You know, you have to do a fucking video. I'm doing a gig at a place called the Smile High Club, which is possibly exactly what you think it is, basically. It's a gig where they smoke weed at the gig, or the old Mary Jane. And, yeah, So I have to do a video for them advertising the fact that I'm, because it's not enough anymore. It's not enough to just do a poster for something. People need, like, the comedians to be sitting there telling them that they're actually going to be there. I've been putting it off for ages because the fucking idea of it is just cringy. Me sitting here going, hello, I'm Ben Briggs. You've fucking never heard of me. I'm going to be at the Smile High Club on the 28th of December. You probably won't fucking remember me because you'll be smashed out of your head on weed. Can't wait to be there in front of your bodies as your minds float away around the room. I can't wait for that massive break between me hitting a punchline and you actually laughing at it. That's going to be so comfortable for me. So I've got to fucking do that later for those guys. I've never been into that, by the way. I have nothing against people who smoke weed. They're going to be paying some bills on the 28th of December. However, I've never really been into it myself. I think many moons ago I tried it. I didn't like the taste. It didn't really do anything for me. I fucking hate the smell of it. That's the one thing that I'm not looking forward to, having that smell on my clothes. So I've got a military operation planned for that, so that smell doesn't get back into the flat. I just hope, for Christ's sake, I don't get pulled over on the way home from that gig by the old police, because I ain't going to be fucking stinking. So the idea is I take a change of clothes. I stick that in the car. As soon as I get back to the car, I change. I wrap those clothes up in a fucking bag, sellotape it, shut. And then I bring that bag into the flat, immediately put it into the washing machine, and then I hit the shower. That's the plan of action for that night. So I don't smell like a 16-year-old hanging outside a co-op at night. So I've got to do that in a bit, which I'll probably do in this format, I think. At least they'll be able to fucking hear me, and it'll be a decent, fairly decent quality video. Anyway, talking of gigs, here we go. Last night was a confusing one, because I completely had in my mind that I was, it was one of the best, you know, closest gigs I've ever done on a Saturday night. It was 16 miles away from my house. It was fucking fantastic. Now, I thought it was in a place called Rushden. Now, anybody who lives around here, or if you're not aware of Rushden, which I imagine some of our foreign listeners are not, some of our overseas, which is everybody, isn't it, really? British Isles. May not be aware that Rushden is in Northamptonshire. I live in Northamptonshire, so it's a fairly local gig for me. Now, Rushden is sort of like your archetypal, what you would describe as shithole town. Although most of the towns in Northamptonshire seem to be a little bit like that. The villages on the outside are fucking lovely. Stone-built cottages, you know, thatch roofs, that sort of thing. It's beautiful. So I thought I was going to Rushden. So I thought, oh, God, I won't wear a shirt. I won't go smart. Basically, I thought I'll go warm, because the last thing I wanted to do last night, it was cold outside. The last thing I wanted to do last night was freeze my tits off in a fucking green room somewhere. So I went essentially in a black sweat top and a black t-shirt underneath, so I was nice and warm. I typed in the postcode and just followed it like we all do, blindly, with it expecting to get to Rushden, and it took me to a place called Rushton. Now, they are completely different places. Rushden, bit of a shithole. If you're listening from Rushden, you fucking know, yeah? You know. You know what it's like there. You live there, right? I know parts of Northampton are a bit of a shithole. You know why? Because I live there. That's it, isn't it? right? I'm proud of those shitholes in Northampton. It's great. However, the place we went to, I was at last night, I pull up like to just outside the village and they've got their own stately home just out on the outskirts of the village, which apparently does like weddings and shit like that. It's fucking beautiful. Couldn't really see it because it was dark. I pull into the village and it's just all stone-built cottages. Really like picture postcard sort of like place. It's fucking beautiful. So I'm thinking, I'm just in the car. I park the car up. I've got the door to the car open because I'm just about to get out. And then I don't know. I do my checks on the car, you know what I mean? I check it off, check the handbrakes on, all that sort of thing. It's just what I need to do before I go to the gig. It's not an issue. I was speaking to somebody the other day and they said, are you sure you don't have OCD? No, I've just got routines. That's what I do. I like a routine. Before I do a gig, I like a fucking routine. That's it. And then I don't have to worry about any of that shit and all I can concentrate on is the gig. I switch off all the fucking plugs in my apartment. Is this something, is that weird? I was talking to the same person about this and they said it was weird. Is that weird? That can't be weird, surely. Is it? Write in if you think that's weird. If you you go out your house, you switch all the plugs off. Apart from the fridge freezer, love that fucker, right? Love that guy. Never let me down. Yeah, I trust the fridge freezer. You have to keep him on, don't you? But everything else goes off. That's logical, isn't it? You're saving electricity. You're saving the planet, aren't you? You know, there's no chance of a fucking house fire. Surely that's got to be the... Anyway, that's what I do anyway. And I mean everything. I mean broadband, the heated floor in the bathroom, you know. I've never used that, by the way. I don't know why they put that. I've never been standing on the bathroom floor and thought to myself, this is too cold. This needs to be up to 22 degrees or I'm not getting out of the shower. Plus the fact it takes fucking ages to heat up. I've switched it on once. It took ages to heat up. And it didn't seem to make a lot of difference anyway. I don't know why you would want heated floors. You know, I've got radiators. Surely that's just as good. Anyway, we digress. So I get outside this place. I've done all my checks. I don't know if that's weird or not. I don't care. I have to do them. So I can leave the flat. I know it's all done. I check the handle 3 times, check my car 3 times, leave that. Fine. And then I can move on. It's always a 3 thing. 1, 2, 3. Bang. Done. That's it. And I start fucking rocking. If I do it twice, I start fucking rocking. Ah! Anyway, so I get there. I get to get into the gig. It's in like a stone-built sort of like pub. There's a back room. I think there's a fair few people in there, which is nice. And they are all white, middle class, super white. I don't know if I need to make that distinction about being super white, but they're super middle class white people, which for the stuff I sort of do can be tricky at times because obviously they're super, being super middle class and super white, they're also super, you know, worried about anything that sort of like strays over the line sometimes or is a little bit more risque, shall we say, than the usual taste in, you know, Mamma Mia, watching that on the TV. You know, the films, Mamma Mia films, they are pitched at middle-class white people, aren't they? You know, any Richard Curtis film is essentially pitched middle-class white people. Not that he did Mamma Mia, but you know what I mean. 4 weddings and a funeral, that Christmas one they did, you know. All that sort of thing, innit? Notting Hill, you know what I mean? It's all, that is primarily pitched at middle-class white people. And my material is not the same sort of content or humour in a Richard Curtis film. So it's always a bit tricky. There was a lovely bit, like, in the bar, because everybody was out the back room watching the gig, the main bar was completely, you know, there was nobody in there. So apart from, there was a couple who I sat down and started speaking to. Oddly enough, it's a very small world, people. The guy was some sort of property developer and actually looked at developing the place where Briggs Towers is right now. Holy fucking shit. So we're having a bit of a chat about that. And it had the fucking cutest dog I've ever seen. It was like, I don't know what it was. I don't know the name of the dog. Well, I know the name of the dog. It was called Zeus, but the type, the brand of dog, the breed of dog, I have no idea. But it kind of looked like a Weimaraner, but it was like brown. And that's sort of like, I don't know, like a caramel sort of like brown colour. It was fucking cute as fuck. It was nice. I liked it. I like a fucking dog. What, you know, my brother's got a dog. I like that. Most dogs I like. Most dogs get a bit weird, bit too over-friendly with me. You know, you have to fucking, you pet them a little bit like that and then they get overexcited, don't they, and want to start humping you and you're like, whoa, I am not, you know. This is moving too quick for me, baby. All I wanted to do was tickle you behind your ear and now you're getting a little bit excited. I don't want this. This is too much. And dogs don't, they don't, you know, no means yes to them, doesn't it? You have to sort of like calm them down a bit, hold them down. The gig, to be honest, it was the first night of a new gig at a new venue, so which always can be a bit tricky as well. The night started a little bit muted maybe. But by the time I got on, it was lovely. I recorded it as well. Holy shit, Ben, are you going to record everything? You're fucking right I will these days. You have to record everything these days. So there may be some snippets in there for you people. But it was nice. It was a nice, you know, they were all right. They loosened up a little bit. There was somebody in the crowd who was a little bit interactive. So I had to... give her a little tsh every now and again, but she was quite sweet. But yeah, it was a nice sort of gig. It's a weird one doing that when you're close, because I was closing the night. So you want to leave, you want to leave a good impression, so that they have another gig again. Basically, you don't want to fuck it up for the promoter on the first night. So there's a little bit of pressure like that. I went in a bit easier than I normally would, like in a weekend club, because obviously it's a, you know, back room of a pub. Lovely venue for comedy, but it's a back room of a pub in the middle of fucking nowhere where people have got money. You know what I mean? So I just thought I'd slide in a bit easier, say a few things, make a few observations about the place, get them on side, and then corrupt them. And thank God, most of it they went with. There was one line they were just like, oh, that's too far. But at least you know, don't you? That's it. You take them all the way to the line. We've stepped over the line. Okay. You're not going for any more than that. I see. I don't know. So basically the crux of this weekend is it's been lovely, but I need to fucking calm down a bit, hold my temper, don't I, when I'm out and about. That's not easy to do, by the way, is it? You know, other people fucking getting in your way and shit like that. I said this the other week, I'd be a great bloke, you know, like living on a desert island, but I wouldn't. I'd start getting pissed off with shit, you know. Did I say this story the other week? I don't know, I'm going to say it again anyway, fuck it. I'm queuing to get to the BP garage the other day. It's like about 5:45 in the morning. It was early. And I get there. I'm in a little bit of a rush because I'm fucking, you know, off to the gym or whatever. And this was the other week. Last week, week before. I don't know, it was a weekend. Anyway, I'm trying to get somewhere at 6:00. It's 5:45. I'm running a little bit late. There's a guy queuing at the fucking BP garage. He's pissed out of his head at like 5:45 in the morning. 5:45 in the morning. Hammered. Right? And it's not, he's not dressed like he's gone out. You know what I mean? He's dressed like he's like dressed for work, like he's come home from a work shift. He's got a high vis on. He's obviously done a night shift or something like that. He's had a few fucking beers on the way back. But he's hammered. He's got his shopping with him. He's got a couple of pizzas, a tin of beans, I think he had, and that sort of thing. And he's just standing there taking fucking ages. Just taking one thing at a time out of his basket. And you're just like, fucking hell, mate, come on. And then he orders, he wants 40 Lambert and Butler. That'll see him through the next couple of hours. And then he goes, oh, I want some vodka. And the guy behind the counter looks at the fucking vodka and he goes to get the Smirnoff. And I was just like, he's not going for the Smirnoff, mate. This is not a connoisseur of vodka. You know what I mean? You've got the own label, branded, unbranded shit next to it. That's what he wants. He's not going for the Smirnoff. He's not going to pay like 20-odd quid when he can get a bottle of just the same amount at the same strength that tastes like shit for a tenner, is he? This guy's in it for the long run, bud. He's not a taste tester. And true to form, the guy goes, no, I want the other one. And he's taking fucking ages and he sticks his fucking card in. He can't remember his fucking PIN number. And you're just like, oh, God, come on. Just the rage. The rage that was going through every fibre of my being at that point. I could have picked up that bottle of own brand vodka and beat him to death with it at that stage. I think I was in there 10 minutes. 10 fucking minutes. Behind this guy, fucking around, just going through life, holding other people up. People like that needs to be eliminated immediately. You know. He's obviously got a drink problem. Yes, we're all sympathetic about that. But not when I'm behind you, I'm not going to be. You know what I mean? Try and keep your alcoholism under control if you're in front of me in a queue. I love how I made that about me. Everything about, you know, if he was behind me, I wouldn't give a shit. If he'd have said, oh, no, you go ahead of me. You've got to pay for your petrol. You go ahead of me. I wouldn't give a shit. If it had just turned around and said, sorry, mate, I am absolutely fucking blasted. I can't make it through the day without a drink. I'm trying not to hold you up. So you go on through, you pay for your petrol, and I'll continue with this 10-minute play acting fucking, you know, theatre show that's going on of a drunk man trying to buy groceries. That's 10 minutes. 10 minutes he was there, just consuming my life. You know what? You know how hard it is to do 10 minutes on stage when you first start off and how long that feels? A 10-minute gig when you first start off, you know, seems forever. And this guy's just consuming it, you know, just eating up time. Just eating up. I wonder how much time of other people's lives he fucking wastes in a year. Just, you know, shuffling about. He's lost. He can't find his fucking wallet. He's checking all his pockets. He finally finds his wallet. He takes out his Nectar card, puts it in the fucking machine to try and pay with it. Ugh. Excruciating. He just wanted to, you know, pick up his bag of stuff and just volley it over the other side of the store. Ah, dear. I don't know, man. So that's why I need to calm down. I got to, you know, people like that around, no wonder my fucking blood pressure's high, you know. Every time you fucking pull out, you know, onto a road, you get stuck behind a learner driver or somebody who wants to drive down a back road at 35 miles an hour on a country road. Like last night, 35 miles an hour on a country road. You know. No way of overtaking them, have you? So you're just stuck behind them as they're like, driving around. Come on. Some of us got places to be, sweetheart. Move that ass. I don't know. Anyway, so that's you know, I'm not saying for one moment you're gonna hear a cooler, calmer, more collective Ben Briggs on here. This is how I get it out, isn't it? You know, I suppose I've got to calm down a little bit. Probably, you know, I'll probably be the same. Just knock out like one cream cake a week. That should do it. Drink a bit more peppermint tea, maybe. Isn't it? If I can come to stomach it. Anyway, we've got the snow coming apparently this week as well. That's going to be entertainment value, isn't it? Always is every year. We live in a cold climate country, but we don't seem to be able to handle when there's 1 inch of snow. Everybody goes fucking mental. So that's something great we've got to look forward to every fucking year. 46 years I've been on this earth. Every year, it's a surprise to us that snow comes and nobody seems to be able to drive in it. No, nothing's prepared. Everybody just keeps driving. I remember driving 1 year. It was a blizzard. And I'm on the motorway and I'm doing like 50. It was that bad. The visibility was that bad. And I saw somebody whip by me and they must have been doing about 80. Fucking mental. People like that, you know. Enjoy yourself. You know, smash through the pearly gates backwards as your car's on fire. dear. Anyway, so we've got all that to look forward to here. Sorry, it's been a bit of a mishmash episode, people. But, you know, there you go. There'll be, I'll possibly be posting up clips from last night's gig. There might be a few little clips in there that I can use, so I'll be doing that. But that is the end of this episode, people. Episode 314. Holy shit, I don't know why I mentioned that at the end still. I hope you have a lovely week. Keep well, enjoy the snow, do a bit of sledging, do what you want to do, stay safe, etc. If you're listening from a country that doesn't have snow, you know, well, there you go. You've got off scot-free, haven't you? I imagine your travelling arrangements will not be hindered. I shall be back next week, motherfuckers. Have a good fucking week. I'll speak to you then. Take care.